34 casualties as Russian missiles rain down on Ukrainian civilians in early morning raid. By Breitbart London on May 1, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched its second large salvo of missiles at Ukraine in recent days early Monday, damaging buildings and wounding at least 34 people in the eastern city of Pavlorad but failing to hit Kyiv, officials said. Air raid sirens began blaring across the capital at about 3:45 a.m., followed by the sounds of explosions as missiles were intercepted by Ukrainian defense systems. 18 cruise missiles were fired in total from the Murmansk region and the Caspian region, and 15 of them were intercepted, said Ukrainian Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief Valery Zaluzhny. The head of Kyiv City Administration, Serhiy Popka, said all missiles fired at the city were shot down, as well as some drones. He didn't provide further details, but said more information would be available later. The attack follows Friday's launch of more than 20 cruise missiles and two explosive drones at Ukraine, which was the first to target Kyiv in nearly 2 months. In that attack, Russian missiles hit an apartment building in Uman, a city about 215 kilometers, 135 miles, south of Kyiv, killing 21 people including 3 children. In Monday's attack, missiles hit Pavlorad, in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, wounding 34 people, including 5 children, according to Serhiy Lysak, the region's top official. 7 missiles shot at the city and some were intercepted but others hit an industrial facility, sparking a fire, and a residential neighborhood where 19 apartment buildings, 25 homes, 6 schools and 5 shops were damaged, he said. Missiles also hit 3 other areas in the region, damaging residential buildings and a school, he said. Moscow has frequently launched long-range missile attacks during the 14-month war, often indiscriminately hitting civilian areas. Ukraine has recently taken delivery of American-made Patriot missiles, providing improved anti-missile defenses, but it was not clear whether any of them were employed in trying to stop Monday morning's attack. Ukraine has also been building up its mechanized brigades with armor supplied by its Western allies, who have also been training Ukrainian troops and sending ammunition, as Kyiv prepares for an expected counter-offensive this spring. On Saturday, 2 Ukrainian drones hit a Russian oil depot in Crimea in the latest attack on the Annex Peninsula as Ukraine gears up for its counter-offensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an interview last week that his country would seek to reclaim the peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014 in the upcoming counter-offensive.